Thank you for calling customer service. Amber, how may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about a charge being made to my credit card that I didn't authorize.
I have your zip code so I can get your account pulled up.
29369.
First and last name?
Mary Williams.
One moment. Ma'am, could that account be in somebody else's name?
Try Vada Williams, V-A-D-A.
Okay. So can you verify the shipping address for me?
113 Green Ridge Drive, Moore, South Carolina, 29369.
Yes, ma'am, give me one moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. Back on December the 28th, did you pay the shipping and handling price of $7.45 for a pulse oximeter?
I did.
Okay, yes, ma'am. You didn't cancel within the 48 hours, ma'am. You was charged the full price of $49.97.
Cancel what? It was supposed to be a free gift. I was supposed to charge. All I was supposed to pay was the shipping. I did a survey through T-Mobile, and I was told it was a free gift. All I had to do was pay the shipping, which I did. Then y'all charged me $49.97 in January. Then you charged me again in February. But I know nothing about no canceling anything.
It was in the terms and conditions, man, to cancel. Or it's going to be charged. in your terms and conditions?
What's the $49.97 for?
That's the full price of the item.
What is the full price?
The full price is $49.97.
So why was I charged again in February?
Because you never called in to cancel, ma'am. So they
cancel
sent you out.
Cancel your, what?
Your trial period.
Trial period for what? Oh, for?
Yes, the item.
I didn't get any term and condition. Anyway, I want to cancel it now, and I've also disputed with my credit card company because I didn't authorize that, and I didn't get any terms and conditions about canceling anything. All I was supposed to pay was $7 and something, which is what I paid. I didn't authorize anything else to be charged to my credit card, so I'm canceling now. Can I cancel now?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes, ma'am. I had that counsel for you. I can offer you a 35% refund towards your charge.
A 35% refund. I can send you the thing back. I didn't even use it.
Ma'am, we don't accept no products back.
You don't accept anything back?
No, ma'am.
Oh, now that's not true because I had a thing that said I could send it back within 30 days. But that's neither here nor there. What was you saying before? Something about 35%, what? 35% what?
Refund.
35% refund.
Yes, ma'am.
On which one? On
the
what?
Latest, the last charge.
For February?
Yes, ma'am.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'll let my credit card company handle it.
Yes, ma'am. I offer you a 50% refund.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Because I didn't, y'all didn't see me anything about canceling anything.
Ma'am, it was in your terms and conditions.
Terms and conditions where? All I got was a piece of paper with a barcode on it and my address.
Check your email. It's in your email.
What email did you send it to?
Email that you put on file.
What email do you have on file? If you sent it to me, you should have it on file. Do you have my email on file?
Yes, ma'am. The same email that you put on your file is the same email you got sent to.
Okay. What was the email you sent it to?
It been sent back on December the 28th.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was the email?
The email that you put on file, ma'am.
Oh, let's see. You're just going around and around in a circle. If you sent to my email, you'd have my email address. The whole thing is a scam, sound like me, but that's fine. I'll let my insurance company handle it. And plus, I'm going to turn Best Gadgets into Better Business Bureau or whatever, because y'all are scamming people. You tell somebody something is free, how is it free if you're going to charge them $50 every month?